and good evening to you from my house to yours. And a happy birthday shout out to Liam Woodmass, who is 18 today. So congratulations, you've made it to the end of level 4. That's if you don't live north of the Bombay Hills. You know, they say the hardest time of a 3-day lockdown is the first 2 weeks. Have you been working on projects during lockdown? Perhaps you've been painting or knitting or building or demolishing or baking or gardening. Dean decided at the weekend to make our puppy a doghouse, so he's been sawing and drilling and hammering, and I had the fun job of stenciling his name over the door. It's nice to have something to show for 2 weeks in level 4. Well, for Dean to have something to show. I've probably just got a few extra kgs to show for level 4. Anyway, let's turn our eyes to the things of God. E te whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Tonight's reading is from Psalm 27. The Eternal is my light amidst my darkness, and my rescue in times of trouble. So whom shall I fear? He surrounds me with a fortress of protection, so nothing should cause me alarm. When my enemies advanced to devour me alive, they tripped and fell flat on their faces into the soil. When the armies of the enemy surround me, I will not be afraid. When death calls for me in the midst of war, my soul is confident and unmoved. I am pleading with the Eternal for this one thing, my soul's desire, to live with him all of my days in the shadow of his temple, to behold his beauty and ponder his ways in the company of his people. His house is my shelter and secret retreat. It is there I find peace in the midst of storm and turmoil. Safety sits with me in the hiding place of God. He will set me on a rock high above the fray. God lifts me high above those with thoughts of death and deceit that call for my life. I will enter his presence, offering sacrifices and praise. In his house I am overcome with joy, as I sing, yes, and play music for the Eternal alone. I cannot shout any louder. Eternal One, hear my cry and respond with your grace. The prodding of my heart leads me to chase after you. I am seeking you, Eternal One. Don't retreat from me. You have always answered my call. Don't hide from me now. Reading this psalm from the comfort and safety of our homes, it's hard to imagine being in a war zone with actual enemies wanting to harm us. We watched a Christian documentary at the weekend called Free Burma Rangers. It follows this amazing American guy called Dave Eubank, who takes his team of trained civilians, including his children, into war-torn countries to be Jesus to the victims of war. He was rescuing people from what was Nineveh in Iraq while under fire from ISIS. It was so inspiring to watch his faith and courage risking his life and taking up the challenge to lay down his life for his brother. A must watch and a stark reminder of what must be happening in Afghanistan right now. Our enemies here in New Zealand may not be the same as in biblical times, but they're no less real. Consider the threats on the horizon. It feels like COVID is the enemy at the moment, doesn't it? You might have others that are more personal. The reality is there are times when our enemies appear to have the upper hand and our cause is lost. But then we read this psalm. All is not lost because ultimately God is our light and salvation. The darkness will lift and our Saviour will come. He will settle all scores and we will live in the beauty of his presence. Let's pray. God, you are the brilliant light in our dark world. Your mercies are new every day. You cause the sun to shine on both the righteous and the wicked. You are the light of the world, our salvation. In you we are rescued from despair, anxiety, and this cruel world. There is nothing we must fear, for you are with us in every moment. Thank you for being so kind. Lord Jesus, you are the stronghold of our lives. Even if dark shadows are cast upon us, we shall not fear, for you protect us from evildoers and those who try to destroy us. Even if adversaries or foes rise up against us, we will do as you command, to love our enemies and do good to those who persecute us. And finally, if war rages in our midst, we will be confident and strong in the Lord, for you are our mighty fortress. God, you sent your Son Jesus to die on our behalf. Thank you for saving us. Because of what your Son did on the cross, we are able to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. Thank you for providing mercy and eternal life. Thank you for hiding us. Thank you that you give us shelter in the day of trouble. We know that when things get tough, you will be there to protect us. When we're most vulnerable and storms brew within our circumstances, you will lift us high upon a rock. God, you are great. We bring before you now countries that we know that are besieged by fighting or unrest or corruption. We remember Afghanistan. God, would you push back the darkness there? Be the light to all those in captivity and a comfort to all who mourn. God, would you bring about peace and justice? And God, as we consider the threats that face New Zealand, please help us to contain this Delta virus by your mighty hand. Would you please heal the people in our country with COVID? As we hear endless headlines of COVID and lockdown and doomsday predictions, would you lift us high above the fray? Set our feet upon a rock. Thank you that you are our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And lastly, God, we bring the names of those we know who do not know you. God, we ask for you to be their light. Reveal yourself to them that they would accept you as their Saviour. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God bless you, my friend. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. May tomorrow bring you new blessings, perhaps something different to eat or someone new to meet. Enjoy the drop in level and see you next time. Ka kite anō.